This is Lance Kenmore at the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's things going this week?
Fence is done.
Man, you have been a home improvement machine all summer.
Yeah, our neighbors have noticed too. They go, "You gotta fence the whole yard?" And I go, "You wanna come do it for me?
Do you wanna split that half on your side?"
Yeah, sure. I was a neighbor down the street. I guess I don't know.
Okay, well, there
you
go.
I've been doing so much work, you know.
Doing the show every week with John has spurred on some home improvement.
Into our yard and swimming in our pool.
Of which, have you?
No.
No.
Right. Why would you, right?
Yeah, why would you
put a pool in your backyard and then swim in it?
Why would you put it in either, so.
There we go.
The dogs made it in before we did.
Did that? I've seen that before.
Jack Russells can swim.
Well, John, as you know, we always like to jump right in with some local news in the real estate, highlight what's been happening in our local market, what's important to us. You know, this is just great. I've been saying this for years. It's kind of one of my standard lines. People will transfer in from out of the area that know nothing about Tri-Cities. We'll be driving around looking at houses, and they will ask me, they'll be like, "Lance, why do you live here? You know, you left for college and you're back. Why are you here?" And my standard line has always said, you know, I've seen everything else. I've seen the traffic and I've lived in the big cities. And, you know, I decided when I came back, this is where I wanted to raise my family. And I've just used that line forever. And I mean, you know, Karen and I love raising our kids here. And then come to find out, it's released in Kiplinger, the recently released report that Kennewick makes their top 10 recommendations list of great places to raise a family in the country. So, I mean, it's nice.
In the country. We're not talking about Washington State. In the country.
Exactly. And here's what they noted. I mean, it's what we've talked about on the show before. It's just what makes it great living here. It's that, I mean, they noted, and I read this right out of their study, the Tri-Cities region is noted for strong growth, research-based economy. They weathered the recession well with unemployment of only 6.2%, and lots of high-tech jobs are available. Mm-hmm. This combined with the low cost of living, falling crime rates, and reasonable housing costs. That's what's been driving our market. That's what makes this one of the best places, according to them, that you can raise a family. So it's always nice to be validated, to know, you know, why we're here. It's why other people are seeing.
Of course, the show is all about your validation.
Yes, definitely. I mean, why wouldn't we seek out things?
An interesting point there is if it's a reasonable housing market, and the Tri-Cities really never went down like a lot of these other markets,
there's huge value
in this Tri-Cities area.
That's exactly right, and that's such a huge driver of what the rest of the nation is looking at right now. And it's why a lot of people are taking notice. Every time an article comes out like this, I mean, we get two or three or four more referrals, and I'm sure other agents do the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Money released their report 2 years ago, you know, listing the Tri-Cities as one of the fastest growing economies, when U.S. News and World Report came out with the top 25 places for college grads to find a job, every time we get these reports come out, it drives people to our community. So
Tri-Cities is there. Plus, you know, reasonable weather too, nice weather, lots of space. You know, unlike a lot of urban areas, there is still room for expansion, and you're seeing that southward and westward.
There's still room
to put in the houses and infrastructure.
Yeah, we're seeing that 100%. So talking about a great place to live, great things to do, that brings us to our topic this week. We are kind of diving into the topic of the Parade of Homes. Joining us today on this topic, we have Jeff Losey, the Executive Director of the Home Builders Association. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what's interesting is a lot of people might be saying, well, you're talking about the Parade of Homes.
Mm-hmm.
Why the heck is Jeff Losey here? I think a lot of people might not even know that, you know, who's responsible for that, and that you guys are really the organization that gets that put together. So tell us a little bit. Before we get started, though, tell us a little bit about what you do with the Home Builders Association and how you ended up here in Tri-Cities.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've been at the association since 2005. The Home Builders Association is putting on has been putting on a parade of homes in the Tri-Cities for 48 years. This is the 50th year, but it's happened 48 times that they've been able to do a parade of homes. And so this is, you know, another outstanding year that we have. You know, one of the reasons I came, Merv, is everything you talked about is Tri-Cities is a great place to live and grow up. And, you know, one of the things that we are very fortunate to have is we have a lot of, when I say jurisdictions, it's the counties and the cities that I work with at the HBA that are responsible for permit fees, for the regulations that we have to deal with. And there, we don't have anything as owners they have on the west side of the state, but, you know, one of the things we don't have is a lot of rain, so we don't have a lot of that that we have to deal with here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as being reasonable, you know, it's been really nice to work with our local jurisdictions and keeping everything in check. It's good for the consumers that come here to purchase houses, whether they're moving up, trading houses, or coming into the area. It is. It's a great place to be, and that's one of the things we do is working with the association and making sure that the new fees and the regulations that come in, that we just try to keep them in check and keep them reasonable.
So that's a big deal, because when there's unnecessary fees and development costs and stuff that go, I would say, over and above what we think is necessary for this portion of the state, then that drives our housing cost up.
Yeah, and right now, you know, you can't go out and just arbitrarily put on that you want to raise permit fees 100% because your general fund is running low. Because right now you can't go out, and if it's more than a 1% increase, without a vote of the people. So, you know, it's an unregulated area, so that's kind of what we do, is make sure that it doesn't get hit and those funds stay in the building and planning department. And they don't get siphoned out to the general fund, because it's new construction is an easy target, because everybody thinks that, well, the builders have all the money, so let's just target new housing. But the bottom line is, it's the consumer that ends up paying for it in the end. And so, you know, it's a pass-through cost. So if the house cost goes up $10,000 because of a new fee, the house is costing you now $10,000 more.
And chances mm-hmm. are there aren't going to be as many of them built, and there aren't going to be as many of them buying. See, if they're smart, it's the idea that if the more you build, the more people you bring in, you're actually going to raise your tax revenue if you just keep it the way it is and encourage growth.
You know, and it is amazing. We're seeing that on some of the west side towns, that they are putting a moratorium, if you will, on some of the fees that they're charging to try to get activity up. So, I mean, it's not like it's you know, they know how it works, but, yeah, it's, you want a growth to start taking off again, you got to relax some of those fees that are out there.
Right. Now, talk to us a little bit about the Parade of Homes. It starts now. Like, people are scurrying around right now, mm-hmm. 9 o'clock, right?
If you're smelling drying paint right now, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, for people that are listening now, thinking about this today and tomorrow, this weekend, what are our exact dates from today forward? And what are we looking at? Where can they go get tickets?
So it starts today. It goes until 5 p.m. Goes tomorrow, 9 to 5. Wednesday, 1 in the afternoon until 7 at night, if you can't make it on the weekend. And then also the next Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th. And again, that's from 9 to 5 on both of those days. And the tickets are $8 each, and they can be purchased at any SunMart, even out in Connell and Burbank. We've got those with tickets as well. So if you're coming out of town, you can hit those.
And that's great. I mean, with all the SunMart locations and stuff, that's
fabulous.
I've
done that for a number of years. You
and
pretty much don't get your home builder tickets for the
and
show.
$8.
$8 is a bargain.
That's what I was just saying.
I mean, to get out there and preview all these homes with all the latest, greatest things that builders are doing and subcontractors are doing to trick out houses.
That's really fabulous. Now, tell me a little bit about, I mean, the HBA, Home Builders Association. I mean, we talked a little bit about you guys lobbying for builders out there and stuff, but I know your membership base is a lot broader than that. It's not just builders that make up your association. It's pretty large. What are some of your rough numbers there?
Right. So we're sitting close to 700 members, and of those, we've got over 200 of those are builders. And so the rest of those members are what we call associate members. So they're the mortgage folks. They're the real estate folks. They're the insurance folks. Everything that it takes to go into the construction of a house, which as we know, a house is not going to come off an assembly line because it's too labor intensive. And so all of those members, whether they're laying bricks, doing the electrical work, that's who belongs to the association.
That's fabulous. I mean, that's great, and that those people can all get together. And I know you guys have a process for that. Like when people are accepted into the association, I know you don't just show up, right? I mean, you have to, there's an application process you go through for folks out there that might not already be in your association. Mm-hmm. How does that system work?
Well, so what it is, if somebody wants to become a member of the Home Builders Association, they apply, and then we go and we check Labor and Industries to make sure that they're registered with them as right. a valid contractor. And then we make sure that they don't have any claims or liens against them right now currently, and if they did, they won't be a member of our association until that's taken care of. So when we send out our membership directory, or if somebody goes online to find a member, we're checking those members out, because you know, a lot can happen from 1 year to the next, and you know, good things, bad things happen to good people, and so you know, we watch out for that and make sure that we, one, help our members get things taken care of, and then two, or the other side of it is that as the consumer, you want to make sure that you're getting a reputable contract. And we do everything we can to make sure that who you're choosing, if they're out of our membership directory, that they're good to go.
Okay, great. Now, I know that being with the Home Builders Association and dealing with all of these builders, I know a big thing that you're always tracking is building starts, new construction starts, where that market's at, where we're trending. I know we had you on the show last year, and we talked a little bit about this, and I think we were in a more difficult spot a year ago with financing and getting builders to have those starts come up. What's changed in the last year, and you know, where are we at right now?
Well, so right now for Tri-Cities, and following Kiplinger's line, is it's really good in Tri-Cities right now. This is through July of 2009, we had 626 new housing starts, and then through July of 2010, the same time period, 1,027 permits were pulled. So over a 60% increase from 2009 to 2010.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's hard to keep a lid on it. I mean, word's out. I mean, this is a good place.
Right. And like you talked about, I mean, we talked and talked and talked about it. What happened is when we went into that cycle, we knew that we were used to carrying 1,300 to 1,400 listings in this market, which was fairly stable. And then what happened is we moved down to, you know, 1,100 listings, and then 1,000. Nobody was letting the builders build, you know, and it sounds like some of that has gotten worked out. I mean, anytime you have a 60% increase in the amount of permits, I mean, obviously, there's probably a lot of markets and associations around the country that are looking at you and saying, man, that guy's lucky.
Yeah, no, it's true, because there's not many places that can boast numbers like this right now. And, you know, there's still so many areas that are just hanging on by their fingernails. And we're fortunately not one of those, mm-hmm. which is why we're getting a lot of builders and subcontractors from outside the area coming to Tri-Cities, because we're one of the only few areas that there is a substantial amount of work going on right now.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, we appreciate that information. Folks, we've been here talking with Jeff Losey of the Home Builders Association. We're talking about the Parade of Homes, a little bit of background, what goes into the Parade of Homes, what's going on with building in the Tri-Cities. When we come back, we're going to talk to him a little bit more, review again when those dates are, talk about the houses and some tips for you, and also get an update on mortgage rates from Mr. Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage.
Right here on News Talk 870.
To the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. This morning we've been here talking with Jeff Losey of the Home Builders Association. We also have in the studio with us, as we like to get every week, a little bit of a lending update from Mr. Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage. Scott, what is happening in your world this week?
Volatility in the markets this last week. You know, I brought something that was kind of interesting just to give people a little bit of background on kind of what the market does this time of year. And so I brought an excerpt that this guy that has this thing called the Mortgage Market Guy, his name is Barry Habib, and he's talking about some of the Jewish holiday Rosh Hashanah, which is really kind of interesting when you look at the technical. So I just want to read this real quick. It says, from them, it says, my friend Art Cashin, who's a financial guy, shared this about his beginnings in the financial markets, which highlights an interesting note regarding market behavior surrounding this particular holiday. About 48 years ago, which is about when the Home Builders Association got going out here, as I was starting out on Wall Street, I was lucky enough to be hired by a small, bright, aggressive firm where I learned unique things from some wonderful people. The way I learned it is that you sell on Rosh Hashanah and buy back on Yom Kippur. The thesis, I mean, this is crazy, but it's amazing because markets move on this kind of information. The thesis, I was told, was that you wished to be free as much as possible of the distraction of worldly goods during a period of reflection and self-appraisal. Later, as I studied market cycles and economic cycles, I was struck that the oft-repeated September-October weakness in the market often corresponded to the Rosh Hashanah tradition. And if this tradition continues and stocks do show some weakness during this period, bonds should be the beneficiary. So September-October is sometimes when the stock market sells off after a late summer rally.
Right.
When stocks, like we've talked about many times on this show, when stocks sell off, there's this flight to quality into bonds. What that does is it raises the price of bonds and lowers the yields on bonds. And interest rates follow the yields on bonds. So if those prices are coming up in bonds, yields down, rates could be actually relaxing, meaning we could see improved interest rates tailing off into the summer and going into the fall, which again is fantastic for the building industry, fantastic for home sales, and fantastic opportunities for buyers to be buying homes.
So in other words, they would go from a capital ridiculous to ridiculous.
Yeah.
They are so low right now, but even thinking that they could go potentially lower, these are some technical statistics that history has shown can be fairly accurate. So if you're interested in buying a home, if you're in the market to be buying a home, what Jeff's telling us today about all these new home building starts and permits, and what Lance has always been talking about, which is there's so much great inventory and great opportunities to be buying homes right now. This is just some of the technical side of backing up the fact that if you're in the market, now is a fantastic time to be buying a home.
Very good. We appreciate that, Scott. As we've been talking about, rates have really never been better. We're at 200-year lows.
They're in the low fours if you've got good credit on a 30-year fix.
It just gets better and better. So, I mean, one thing to consider when you're out looking at these parade houses, if you see a lot of these parade houses are still for sale, if you see something you're interested in, give Scott a call. He can run payments on that for you quickly, get you qualified, and it's potential for you to pick up a really tricked out house in the next couple of weekends.
You'll see that sometimes, occasionally when you see a house that comes up for sale years later, it'll say former Parade of Homes house, and people are like, ooh, because you know that they kind of went all out.
Well, that's exactly right, and what a lot of times happens is, you know, a lot of the subcontractors and a lot of the vendors, they'll put materials into these homes, they'll do it at a discount for the builder, for the advertising during the parade, and so a lot of times you can get a lot of value and a lot of options that you might otherwise not have gotten. Because trust me, when a cement contractor does a parade home, I mean, he'll add an extra decorative edge. He'll add a little swirl. I mean, you know, he'll stain it, you know. I mean, you're getting top quality. No one wants 10, 15,000 people buy their product and have it looking, you know, having it not look its best.
Well, and it's a collective effort with the subcontractors, the builders, and everybody else that goes into that, even all the way down to the banks that finance some of these, is they're all going that extra mile to put out a fantastic product at a great price.
So if you have any
times, you probably get to see some of the latest technology.
Well, that's another thing and that I was going to point out, and I mean, Jeff can, you know, kind of touch on this also, but a lot of, you know, a good tip that, you know, that we've given to people in the past, as you go out this weekend and next week and look at these parade of homes, is a lot of people, that $8 that you buy for your ticket is a great way for you to get thousands of dollars of research. Take a digital camera with you, take a notepad with you, and if you see something that you like, you know, write some notes about it, you know, snap a quick picture, and then get a hold of the subcontractor and the builder that did that work, and they can replicate it for you. They can get back to you and get a quote out to you and get a bid on you. So, but when you see 30 homes, I mean, trust me, I show homes to people a lot. When you see more than five homes, you know, right, in a short period of time, stuff starts to run together, you know, and you can easily get confused about where you saw it. So just jot down the address, grab a card from that builder, take some photos, because it's easy to go back and scroll through there and find stuff. So I always suggest to everybody to have a digital camera with them, have a little notepad when you get back in the car to jot down some notes.
Well, and as volatile as this market is, if you are in the market and you're ready to go right now, all of those things will fold into a fantastic package, from financing to product to value.
That's exactly right. Well, Jeff, tell us a little bit more about how long does it take you guys at the HBA to get ready for an event like this? What goes into it, and what can we expect to see this year?
Well, so we start planning in January of every year to get the homes lined up and try to figure out what we're going to have for a parade, because, you know, last year we had 22 homes in the parade, and this year we have 30.
Wow.
So, you know, we do have an increase, and again, that's a testament to our market. And, you know, with the parade this year, you know, we've got just over 1,750 square feet in a house to over 6,000 square feet in a house.
Wow.
And so,
wow,
whatever anybody's looking for, you know, if you're looking for the dream home that's on the Columbia River, it's in this year's parade. And if you're looking for an economically friendly house, we've got one of the houses that has uses solar eco tubes to collect the sun's energy to heat the radiant floor heat that they have.
Wow.
And they also use
that's cool.
That is cool. It's very cool. And then they also, in that same house, they use 100% biofuel to run the fireplace. So, you know, it's just some of those things that are definitely in this year's parade that you're going to be able to see. And technology, I know one of the houses has a system in it that if you've got an iPod, you can run the lights, you can run a lot of things that are in that house via your iPod.
So, oh, my daughters would love that. Hey, quit playing with the lights.
It's really amazing that you can, you know, we can see all of this with our builders, you know, with how progressive some of the folks are in the industry, and we can check all of that out, and especially if you're thinking about building any time in the next 2 years, I mean, one or two ideas that you get from this type of an event can just pay you back for years to come.
Well, and you're right. You know, it taking a camera and being able to take notes, and there's going to be plenty of business cards that are out on the counters. I mean, there's always going to be somebody that's in the kitchen or somewhere in that vicinity that can help answer questions about anything that's being done in that house. And, you know, it's better than HGTV and DIY, because you can see it, touch it, and feel it, and see exactly how it's being applied. So, you know, it's real life. So it's good quality stuff.
Well, that's just fabulous. I know we've talked before a little bit more about, you know, some other tips that you can use and look for. I know you guys have a great map that you put out when you pick up your tickets. I think kind of planning out your route also. Now, some people, I know, there is this big thing. Now, you guys usually incentivize people to visit all 30 parades. And I know that that's kind of tough sometimes, even as an agent, you know, I mean, to get it all done. But what happens, I know you guys, you have a drawing, or I've seen something in your ads out there that you, if you see all 30, there's something you might get.
Yeah, so for those that can do it, we've got, if you go to see all 30 houses, your card goes into the drawing, and we've got two $500 cash prizes for those. Ooh. that can do it. So your name, your ticket goes into a drawing.
But you do have 5 days to do it.
Yeah.
Space it out.
Six a day.
And
today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and then next weekend.
Yep.
So you could, yeah, that's feasible.
Mm-hmm. And a chance to win $500. I like that for sure.
Well, so plus, I'm sure there's a significant number of people that do that.
Well, the numbers that we've seen are close to 40% of the folks that attend the parade are able to make it to all of the
houses.
Holy
cow, that is
now
phenomenal.
Tell me about footwear, because some homes will allow people to go in with shoes, and some people won't. So maybe there's some tips that we want to tell some people when they're going to head out on the path.
Well, so the best advice that we can offer, now it's up to the builder, because I mean, we've even had builders that had their own special booties that you had to wear at their particular house, and that's okay. We provide booties for everybody when you come to the houses. And what we're doing this year, which is new, which is, if you know, the easiest thing to do is wear slip-on shoes and you have socks on, and then you can march right in the house. If you don't have that, then we have the booties that you can wear, or if you can't take your shoes shoes off for whatever reason, you've got the booties, and once you get that set of booties, you keep them the entire 5 days. We don't want them back. We're not going to reuse them.
So if they're flip-flopping, the flip-flops come off, the booties go on, so people aren't walking around in socks.
Or they could booty it right over the flip-flops.
Or they could booty right over the flip-flops.
That's fine. That's fine, too.
And you know, that's a great point to bring up, because I can think of some specific examples that I've seen over the years, and people always ask, well, oh, come on, why do they do that? Or they're having a parade house or opening it up. Well, I tell you what happens and why they do that, because there was an instance where even people, you know, didn't want to take their shoes off, and a builder was requiring that people take their shoes off and then put the booty on. Well, what had happened is, I mean, I've had it happen before too, is certain athletic shoes and certain shoes, rocks can get stuck in the sole of that shoe.
Or go-heads.
And then when you've just spent $15,000 to $20,000 to put in hardwood floors on some of these bigger homes, if you walk around with a rock in your shoe, it scratches those hardwood floors all throughout.
Oh.
And then we're looking at another $4,000 or $5,000 to come back. So as it is an inconvenience, I'm so glad you brought that up, Scott, because I saw that happen before where they had to have all the floors completely refinished. So it's not so much the builder's not trying to make life difficult for the people coming to the show. It's just they want to protect that investment. And, you know, one or two mistakes can cost $4,000 or $5,000.
Well, if you think about
the foot traffic, the immense amount of foot traffic.
Exactly.
And if I'm not mistaken, these homes are all commercially marketed for people. You know, there are people, these homes are sold to people who are interested.
Yes.
And so they want, you know, they want the foot traffic, but when you're talking about tens of thousands of people, they want to protect the investment for the person who's going to buy the house.
So definitely great advice. Slip on and off shoes with socks and then the booties. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
Booties.
And definitely, it can get hot. We don't know what the weather's going to be like, but throw a couple bottles of water in the in the car. And sometimes, you know, some of the places, I definitely think if you can carpool with another couple and get, you know, the less cars we can have out there, the better. These are neighborhoods that we're going into, so definitely be mindful that the person three or four houses down from the parade house, that we're not blocking their driveway so they can't leave.
And don't be in a hurry. Watch out.
What's that car in the driveway?
And so definitely, definitely keep an eye out for those things. And it just makes for a better parade overall for everybody. So, Jeff, once again, we really appreciate you coming in, summarizing what's gone on with the parade. As a real estate agent and who you guys represent with the people in your association, I just want to say a big thank you to you guys and the work you do to put this on, because it helps our industry. It gives people a chance to see the homes that are out there. And we really appreciate that. I mean, to have such a big event like this that's so well attended is just really, once again, a tribute to the community. As we've talked a lot about community and the press we're getting for that, is there anything that you want to add before we wrap up here?
Well, the only thing, the other suggestion that I have is to, in the map that we've created, we have turn-by-turn directions to every house, and those directions are intended to get you from one house to the next, and we try to make it all right-hand turns, so you're not stuck in traffic trying to make left-hand turns and sitting there idling. So we tried to do it the most economical and efficient route that we could, and it's the safest route by making right-hand turns. So make sure whatever house you start at, if you can do them in order, it will help you get from house to house if you follow the turn-by-turn directions.
I think that's like a FedEx rule or
something. That's well thought out.
I'm a UPS guy.
Oh, was it a UPS thing?
Yeah, I worked at UPS for 12 years.
I had heard an urban legend about that.
Right-hand
turns.
They
were always making right-hand turns.
That's right.
So.
Sorry, NASCAR. That's the way it goes.
That's a road course.
That is phenomenal. Well, thanks again. I know with the parade starting this morning, you're super busy, and definitely a lot of your time is sought after. I appreciate you taking the time to come in and talk to us about the parade. Everybody out there that's listening, please come and visit us. I'm going straight from here. I'm going to be at the Lapeer Parade House down on Rivershore Drive. So, folks, come by, say hi. We'd love to talk to some of the listeners and see some great property this weekend. So, Scott, if people have any questions about financing, how can they get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 737-6004, Scott Ridgeway at Cobalt Mortgage. We can run some quick numbers for you and send you an email with any information that you're looking for.
And always, you can find these shows on the website at kenmorteen.com. You can get the podcasting. And if you have any questions, just shoot us an email.
and we will be here next week.
That's right, on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.